Well, this is actually the third iteration of Performance.gov, if you remember. OMB launched it in August 2011 after several months of delay. It updated the site again in February 2012 with information from the fiscal 2013 budget request, including some of those all of those 14 cross-agency goals. Each of the goals, both the cross-agency and the agency high-priority goals, had a goal statement and a goal description, as well as some tools to sort by agency and theme. Now, this iteration that's coming out today is a major facelift. Shelley Metzenbaum is the Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management at OMB.
What we've now done is we've given you information about those goals. We've explained why the goals were chosen, the strategies for each goal. We've explained the progress we've made on the goal. If there are problems, we've explained those and why we think they're arising and what we're doing about it. We've given you the next steps that we plan to take, both in the short term and then the longer term. And then we've provided indicators, whether it's performance indicators that show real progress on the specific goal, or it's other indicators, whether those are precursor indicators, they're unwanted side effects, they give context. We let the agencies decide. Some use them, some don't. It depends upon the goal. And then we also provided information about contributing programs. So it's much greater depth. It really takes that next level of accountability up.
So Metzenbaum adds that over the last 4 years, OMB has been laying the foundation for agencies to make better, more data-driven decisions, and Performance.gov is a major piece of that. She says pulling together all this data and putting it up on Performance.gov is actually a huge milestone for OMB and the administration. They're moving down the path to improve how government is managed and at the same time meet the Government Performance Results Monetization Act, or GPRAM Act, which got passed in February 2011.
So, Jason, how are agencies taking this idea of a data-driven government? And when we look at performance.gov, I'm looking at it now, what sort of things would I find if I dig in deep that reflect that?
I think you'll find actually just a trove of data, probably more data than anyone would ever want to know about all these high priority goals. And there's dozens and dozens of them. You know, the goal of performance.gov is to show how agencies are using data to make decisions and meet mission goals. But Metzenbaum says, you know, it's not about the pretty colors of the dashboard, all the different charts and stuff. It's really about affecting change in the areas that need additional focus. Let me give you an example. The Interior Department has a goal to increase the amount of renewable energy produced on federal land. David Hayes is the Deputy Secretary of Interior. He says during the entire decades, 163 years that the agency has existed, the total amount of renewable energy that came from federal lands was about 2,000 megawatts. A couple years ago, Interior set a goal of producing 6,000 megawatts of power through renewable energy in just 2 years. Hayes says that they not only hit that goal, but they surpassed it. And the reason why they were able to do that in part was because of the discipline the performance management process brought to the agency.
What we did then was set up quarterly reviews where the teams responsible for each of these goals, with the coordinated help of our PMB team, a policy management and budget team, where the teams would come in and report to me as the deputy secretary every quarter on how we're doing, with metrics against the goal. And as we found out we were being short on the goal, what do we need to do to get back on track? As we found that we hit the goal, what's our next goal? This had never been done at the Department of the Interior before. And the performance is pretty amazing.
Now, in fact, Hayes says all five of the high-priority goals at Interior showed significant progress, even some of the more difficult ones, such as what he calls adopting strategies and doing vulnerability analyses of 50% of the U.S.'s landmass. This is all about the climate change and the Interior, you know, their mission of preserving and ensuring land is used well. Let's move to the Education Department for a second as well. They had a very similar experience as Interior in terms of how their high-priority goals have been impacted. Tony Miller is the Education Deputy Secretary. He says the goal to turn around poorly performing schools is one of the agency's best examples of how data has driven change.
That was the first time, at least in a long time, that we had literally systematically done the complete profile of the whole portfolio of resources that we had available to us and aligned it in a programmatic way to a set of strategic outcomes. We then now say, okay, once we set the goal, we're going to hold ourselves accountable. And that's what allowed us to, as we update these on a quarterly basis, well, as much as there's value in accountability, are you making the goal or not making the goal? What we're finding is the real value is saying, well, what do you do? It's the interventions that you're taking.
Miller says education realized they didn't have enough, actually, what he called organizational focus on this goal, so they created an Office of School Turnaround. And this was not just another bureaucratic office, another layer to it. But what he said what this office did was ensure the ongoing accountability across the entire agency, and they had the power or the responsibility to make any needed change to meet that goal. It was really that what he calls organizational focus that took them down the path. He says the process around the high priority goals has actually morphed to the next level down of the agency's goals. Education includes those set of goals in their quarterly reviews, and they're using a management infrastructure around a data-driven decision-making model that is actually taken off from the performance.gov efforts. Now, these are two examples. Yes, both of them are more of the success stories. Performance.gov will highlight dozens and dozens more. And let's be honest, not all of them are as successful as these or as successful at all. And the goal of performance.gov is to show that data. Where has progress been made and where it hasn't?
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, how are the agencies ensuring the data they're collecting and putting on this website are accurate?
Yeah, I think that's the big question, and accuracy of any data is really the toughest thing. It seems like this administration over the last 4 years has been at least publicly saying that we're going to release imperfect data and then ask for help from experts or others in the public to make the data better. This update, the updated data on performance.gov really isn't any different. Again, OMB's Shelley Metzenbaum says that her office and OMB at large vets all the data agencies send them before putting it online.
There's data quality information that we're putting in there. We're very concerned about that. At the same time, we want to make the data useful, and sometimes you don't need 100% accuracy rate. I'll quote the former Postmaster General who said, "I'll tolerate some error if I can learn from what I'm getting." So the issue here is to really figure out how to improve. And so you have to think about what the intended use of the data is. So we actually, part of the transparency, we hope will tell us if there's some errors in it. But at the same time, we also look at it ourselves.
Can you just talk a little bit about when OMB looks at the data, when Interior sends you data, what do you do?
Every one of our offices, the budget offices at OMB, the resource management offices, they have a lot of expertise in this information. They are very engaged with the agencies on all of the information that you're seeing at performance.gov. So if they have a question, they will ask that question.
Education's Miller says the goal across the programs is to improve, so overstating the data really doesn't bring them any benefits.
How we measure ourselves against the goal is, in essence, it's very definitional, and so it's very rigorous. We've got a clear definition of what is a comprehensive evaluation system. We have systematic way of which we evaluate states against that and whether districts meet that. Because we linked it to some of our programs, and sometimes it's conditional upon funder and some legal flexibility, and so it is very binary. Either you meet it or you don't. And so is it verifiable? It's verifiable for us, and it's verifiable for the public. And so we can literally go back to each state that we would list, right, that would comprise the number, or each district. We can kind of point to kind of the document and or the process by which we use to verify that number.
Now, over at Interior, they're very transparent, too. David Hayes, the deputy secretary, said all their goals, all their information is right up there on performance.gov. He points to, again, renewable energy goal. The information on the website says, listen, it lists projects. It lists the status of those projects, both in terms of permitting and actual development, and it lists the amount of renewable energy they expect to get from that project. Because you can see, if you go there, you can see certain projects aren't as far as others, and you can see how many have been permitted, which is a big deal. Now, going back to OMB's Shelley Metzenbaum, she says her office is being aggressive in getting agencies to not only just put information on performance.gov, but really use that information to change the way they manage programs and use the evidence from the work that is on performance.gov to improve those programs. And agencies will continually update current goals and come up with new ones. And I think the next set of goals we'll see is it will be in the 2014 budget request this February.
Jason, OMB, when they think about performance.gov, who are they expecting to look at this site? Is it only for the government to kind of look at its own navel gazing, or do they expect the public to see how agencies are doing?
I think both. I think it's used. There's two pieces to performance.gov. They want other agencies to look at what other agencies are doing and find similarities and say, "Oh, we could work with you on that," or "Oh, wow, that problem you solved is a similar problem we have over here." At the same time, they, Shelley, one of the questions that came at this press conference yesterday was, well, are you writing it in a way that regular people understand it? And she goes, we've tried to make it a plain language as possible. You'll not find any acronyms that aren't explained. So they want the public, they want the experts, they want the good government groups, they want anyone to go look at it and see if they understand it, make comments. They do take feedback. They're saying, you know, we have feedback mechanisms that, you know, whether it's a wiki or a blog or email, they want all that from the general public, because I think that's the way they're proving that the steps that the administration is doing is making a difference, and the money they're spending is having a positive impact.